Ave Maria, and welcome to episode 17 of Marian Shrines of the World. Today's episode is part 2 of our look at the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Success in Quito, Ecuador. On February the 2nd, 1634, Mother Mariana was praying in the choir loft of the convent chapel when the sanctuary light blew out and she was left in total darkness. Our Lady appeared to her and explained that the sanctuary light was extinguished as warning of the terrible times ahead for the Church. She explained that a lax clergy would be responsible for dire times and that certain members of the Catholic clergy would become as thieves stealing the tabernacle light of our faith. The Blessed Mother provided 5 reasons for the trials of the Church. First reason. The spread of heresies. Our Lady said, as these heresies spread and dominate, the precious light of faith will be extinguished in the souls by the almost total corruption of customs. Second reason, false charity and the loss of vocations. Our Lady said, the faithful souls will suffer a continuous and slow martyrdom, weeping in secret and imploring that such dire times be shortened. Third reason, a worldwide campaign against the virtues of chastity and purity would succeed in ruining the youth. Our Lady of Good Success affirmed there will be almost no virgin souls in the world. Fourth reason, secular influence would oppose the Church. During these unfortunate times, she foretold evil will invade childhood innocence. In this way, vocations to the priesthood will be lost, resulting in a true calamity. Our Lady of Good Success foresaw that there would still be some good, faithful religious that would be willing to suffer all for the salvation of souls and sustenance of the Holy Catholic Church. Fifth reason, those who have the financial means to help the Church but do nothing. Because of their uncaring attitude towards God and His Church, they would have allowed evil to seemingly triumph. Due to the extreme wickedness that Mother Mariana saw in these visions, she fainted and remained unconscious for 2 days. Another most interesting prophecy of Our Lady states that in the 19th century there would be a truly Catholic president, a man of character whom God our Lord would give the palm of martyrdom on the square adjoining this convent. He will consecrate the Republic to the Sacred Heart of my Most Holy Son, and this consecration will sustain the Catholic religion in the years that will follow, which will be ill-fated ones for the Church, during these years in which Masonry, that accursed sect, will take over the government. There will be a cruel persecution against religious communities. They will also violently attack this convent, which is particularly mine. To those wretched men, this monastery will seem finished, but unbeknown to them, I live and God lives to raise in their very midst powerful defenders of this work. We will also place unsurmountable difficulties in their paths, and the triumph shall be ours. These predictions were fulfilled to the letter. The truly Catholic president mentioned in Our Lady's prophecy was Gabriel Garcia Moreno. One of the first acts was to issue a concordat restoring liberty to the Church. In 1867, he established a constitutional government under the kingship of Christ. In 1870, it was Ecuador alone among all the nations of the world that publicly protested the invasion of the Papal States and offered a national subsidy for the captive Pope. In 1873, together with José Ignacio Checa Yabarba, Archbishop of Quito, he formally consecrated Ecuador to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, part of which read, "Prostrate before your divine presence, all the public powers of the Church and of the State, offer and consecrate to thee now and for always the Republic of Ecuador as thy exclusive possession and property. The enraged socialists and Freemasons who lost their offices when Garcia Moreno assumed the presidency made calumny campaigns against him. But nothing succeeded in turning the people against one so honest and good. Under him, Catholic schools and universities prospered. The national debt was dissolved. Highways and infrastructure were built. Criminals were placed behind bars or hanged, and the streets were safe. The more the people loved him, the greater the hatred of the Masons. Soon after his election to a third term, in a great impulse of manly fervor, he shouldered a huge wooden cross during a Holy Week procession and led the procession through the streets of Quito. Shortly thereafter, the Freemasons arranged for his assassination. Aware of this, Garcia Moreno wrote immediately to Pope Pius IX asking for his blessing before the inauguration day on August 30. I wish to obtain your blessing before that day, so that I may have the strength and light which I need so much in order to be, unto the end, a faithful son of our Redeemer, and a loyal and obedient servant of his infallible vicar. Now that the Masonic lodges of the neighbouring countries, instigated by Germany, are vomiting against me all sorts of atrocious insults and horrible calumnies, now that the lodges are secretly arranging for my assassination, I have more need than ever of the divine protection so that I may live and die in defence of our holy religion and the beloved republic which I am called once more to rule. What greater privilege still, if your blessing were to obtain for me the grace of shedding my blood for him, who, being God, desired to shed his on the cross for me. May I be deemed worthy to shed my blood for the cause of the Church and Catholic society. It was August the 6th, 1875, the first Friday of the month, the day dedicated to the Sacred Heart. Moreno attended Holy Mass and later visited the chapel where the Blessed Sacrament was exposed. He then headed towards the government palace, and as he approached the entrance, the main assassin rushed forward and attacked him with a machete. The three other conspirators pulled out pistols and began shooting. Nearby soldiers killed one assassin at the scene and eventually captured the others. The dying president was taken into the cathedral and placed at the feet of the shrine of Our Lady of Sorrow, to whom he had a great devotion. The priest who administered the last rites asked the president if he forgave his enemies. With effort, Garcia Moreno opened his eyes and expressed his forgiveness. Moments later, he died. Medical reports state that he was shot 6 times and struck by a machete 14 times. The president was found to be carrying a relic of the True Cross, a scapular of the Passion and the Sacred Heart, his rosary, and a medal of Pope Pius IX. In his pocket was a copy of the Imitation of Christ, in which the president had written, "My Saviour Jesus Christ, give me a greater love of thee and profound humility, and teach me what I should do this day for the greater glory and service." In a public address in Rome on September the 20th, 1875, Pope Pius IX had this to say: "In the midst of all this, the Republic of Ecuador was miraculously distinguished by the spirit of justice and the unshakable faith of its president, who showed himself ever the submissive son of the Church, full of devotion for the Holy See and of zeal to maintain religion and piety throughout his nation. And now the impious, in their blind fury, look as an insult upon their pretended modern civilization, upon the existence of a government which, while consecrating itself to the material well-being of the people, strives at the same time to assure its moral and spiritual progress. Then, in the councils of darkness organized by the sects, these villains decreed the murder of the illustrious president. He fell under the steel of an assassin as a victim to his faith and Christian charity. For Pius IX, also, the death of Garcia Moreno is the death of a martyr." Less than 2 years later, on Good Friday, March the 30th, 1877, Archbishop Checker was poisoned to death. He courageously resisted the anti-Catholic demands of the Liberal and Masonic government that had taken and installed shortly after Garcia Moreno's assassination, and it was this resistance that caused his death. Today, in this the 21st century, we look to Mother Mariana and her willingness to suffer and offer penance for others. We pray in a special way for the intercession of Our Lady of Good Success, that we may be willing to suffer, offer penance, and keep the faith of Christ in times that are challenging. We pray too for the Church and the leaders of the Church and for heavenly guidance. Our Lady said that the souls who would remain faithful in these difficult times would need great strength of will, constancy, valour, and confidence in God. Moments would come when everything would seem to be lost and paralysed, but that would be the moment, she promised, of the happy beginning of the complete restoration. Only one prophecy uttered by Our Lady of Good Success has yet to be fulfilled. It is a prophecy in which she states, "My hour will arrive when I, in an amazing manner, will overthrow proud Satan, crushing him under my feet, chaining him in the infernal abyss, leaving the Church and the land free of this cruel tyranny." Thus, while the message of Our Lady of Good Success is quite sad and serious, it is also one of great hope, for it is the promise echoed by Our Lady of Fatima in 1917. "In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. May the 4 years which separate us from the 100th anniversary of the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima hasten the fulfilment of the prophecy of the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary to the glory of the Most Holy Trinity. Our Lady of Good Success, pray for us." Ave Maria.